Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
That is right. Danny Milliken here with Michael Wagner. Michael, super pro, knowledge specialist. So if you got a question about anything at all, literally anything, native plants, soil health, how to get your lawn care in gear, getting rid of weeds, shade trees, this is the stop for you. So we got two knowledge specialists here. Michael's here. I'm here. We can help you out. 713-572-4610. That is how you access us. And then, you know, this is Home Show Garden Pros. So we're garden pros, plural. And it's a really cool concept because we have on all of these different knowledge specialists that know about Houston gardening. And it's so cool. So we kind of like became partners with all of these different awesome regional garden centers, places that are destinations, beautiful spots. We're at we're at one of them right now, Warren Southern Gardens. And, you know, we're just kind of experiencing it. It's a wonderful day. Great day to be gardening. I love the overcast gardening days because you don't get sunburned as bad. So that's one of my favorites. So we're also celebrating Garden Pros, this radio show, live radio show's birthday. So we've been doing it for a year, and we're doing a six-week celebration. This is week one. At the end of it, we're giving away $1,000 cash. People like cash, I heard. And we're calling that our Garden Pro birthday cash. Starting today, every location, every Garden Co-op location is giving away awesome gift bags. So gifts from us to you. Garden Pro birthday gift bags. Really cool stuff. And so, you know, you go to one of these places, get a gift bag, you can enter to win for the $1,000. You can also, today at Warren's, enter to win a Danny Says contest. So that's for a free consultation at your house. Talk about what you got going on, your problems, things like that in the garden. I mean, if you have personal problems, we can talk about those too, but you know, it's not really my specialty. But here's the places you can go. These are our co-op members. Buchanan City Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Garden, Destination in Katy, awesome, great spot. Enchanted Forest, down south of Sugarland. Enchanted Gardens, kind of north of Sugarland, really cool place. Plants for All Seasons, they got a veggie class today at 10. The Arbor Gate, which is a beautiful spot, always love it up there. And then you got Warren Southern Gardens, where we are now. Doors open at 9, that's when the show ends, and we'll just be here answering questions. So we got a little clinic going on, edible container gardening clinic, anything from trees to veggies, herbs, berries, all that stuff. We'll be talking about all that stuff. So to join the fun, you give us a call, 713-572-4610. And Ralph, I see you right now. We're going to get to you in a little bit. Thanks for calling in, for sure. I'm at the break, so I'm going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite places. I mean, really, you know, it comes down to it. It's my favorite place in Katy. So, and I'm a Katy fan. I like Katy. But Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out there, in Real Town Katy, like the garden center in Katy. This is the place to go buy great soils, great soil amendments, great plant food, great plants. The nursery selection is wonderful there. It is a full-service nursery. So full-service, that means they got the great plants, they got good soil, they can even plant and design it for you. So they do it all from helping you out with advice and with kind of the equipment, but also helping you out by doing it if that's what you want. So they serve Katy, they serve West Houston, they do an awesome job. Bedding plants, annuals, perennials, shrubs, trees, herbs, veggies, boom, all of it, they've got it. And in addition to that, they've got MicroLife, they've got great soil stuff. The Arbor Gate makes a great fertilizer. They have that and their soils too. Really great stuff at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. It's a beautiful place too. It's a place that really you go and you get inspired. They have the multi-senses gardening, not just sight, but touch and smell and taste. All that stuff is something that Nelson Nursery cares a lot about when it comes to their plants. When it comes to experience, you also work in that sound music, that water music, that fifth element of gardening that can be so underrated. Bringing in birds, things like that, bringing in water sounds. That's the way to get all of the senses involved. And their water gardens, this is like one of the premier places in the nation for water gardening. People really do call them for advice from all over the place. And they're great at doing, you know, backyard stuff. So ponds, streams, even like even cool little container gardens that are water-based. So they have this cool disappearing fountain where the water flows out of the top, kind of goes in the side, but it makes that babbling brook sound. You got a lot of patio you spend time in. It's a great addition to that. And they just know what they're doing. And they even sell the fish that go in the ponds and the plants that go in the ponds. They got it all. And on the nursery front, on the water garden front, both fronts, they have decades of experience. They know what they're doing. They know how to make a great experience for people in their own backyard. And, I check them out. They're go up there today, get a swag bag, join your entry form if you're in the area, or a Garden Pro birthday bash gift bag and et cetera item. So really cool stuff. But I love Nelson's. They got shade. They got water. It's a wonderful spot. Check them out. They're right on the Katy Fort Bend County Road, just the other side of Cavery Freeway as the Katy Mills Mall. Or check them out their website. They have a lot of cool stuff coming up, a lot of cool festivals. They're doing a cool St. Paddy's Day deal. They're doing a cool Father's Day deal. So check them out online, nelsonwatergardens.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Summer's coming, and if you want to hear this, you better do this.
Thanks for calling Watts Pool Company.
For a brand new pool, or to make yours look like new, you better call Watts Pool Company now. Watts can even add some to your summer. Yeah, an outdoor kitchen by your pool, or even a whole backyard makeover. Why waste another minute? Call Watts now. WattsPoolCompany.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
That is right, 713-572-4610 is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny here with Michael Wagner, knowledge specialist, answering your gardening questions, and we're going to answer some now. So, Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. How you doing, bud?
Happy birthday again. Well,
thanks, Ralph.
I put my free emulsion out, but it looks like I missed something, and there's some more weeds coming up. But what is the best thing to do like that? I don't know what happened here. I never had this much trouble.
Wait, sorry. I think we cut out a little bit on the first part of your question.
I don't. In my yard, I got the weeds coming up in it. But I have to remote, and then now, what's the best thing to put down now? Because it's not that bad, but it's here.
Well, it's hard to tell. What I usually suggest to customers is to bring me a sample. I've found over the years that if something's growing where it's not supposed to grow, it's a weed. And in many instances, it's a grassy type weed, or it is a grass in itself. And they're spending dollars trying to kill these different things, which the over-the-counter 2,4-D is not going to take care of it. So my first suggestion would be to identify what you have. Some things that are up now should have been used pre-emergent during October, November. Now, I'm not sure whether you made that particular time. The window is...
I made that on a pre-emergent, but right. Maybe I just... my dog just chased a squirrel up a tree.
That's all right. Good dog. That's good dog.
Generally, the things with pre-emergence are that the timing is off, and the... directions usually on most bags covers this, covers that. You need to read the fine print. It's about one-third to one-half that amount. The next thing that causes failure is improper watering. Pre-emergents need to be watered in extremely well to get the product down to the root zone of where the weed seeds are. And many people put it down and sprinkle a little bit and think they've done a good job. So let's identify what you have, and let's go over the process that you've done and see if we can come up with something that might be a little more economical and satisfactory to take care of your problem.
Okay, I'll be out at the nursery, so I'll talk to y'all.
Okay, come
okay.
by.
Thanks so much, Ralph.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. I think it's such an interesting thing that we are always dealing with, this concept of weeds in the lawn. And if, you know, I'm really of the opinion that if your St. Augustine or your Bermuda or Zoysia is not out-competing weeds visually, then you really, you're doing something, you're not feeding, you're not building the soil up, or you're not feeding the roots of the plant. You're not doing something to give that St. Augustine the chance to just thrive and dominate. That's my take on that, basically.
Yeah, but basically, you know, we have four or five different types of soils in Houston. And a weed or a grass that grows in soil A may not grow in soil B.
Right.
And what grows in soil B may not grow in soil D. So we have a selection of weeds, and weeds tell us a lot.
They really do.
They tell us a lot about what's going on in your garden and in your yard. People come in with dollar weed. That's one of the most common. And all you have to do is say, well, it must be on one side of your house up next to the fence where it's shady and wet.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly
Whoa,
what it
oh
is. So we can throw dollar weed control at that from now until 2025, and it's still going to grow there. So we need to change the water flow.
Right.
We need to build the soil up. We need to get more organics. We need to change that soil. So,
but if someone's got dollar weed out in the middle of their lawn, it's a pretty good chance that they're overwatering.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So they tell us a lot of things.
Absolutely.
And
Virginia buttonweed is the same way. A lot of these really common ones are, you may be watering too much. You're making this kind of soupy space. And, you know, I think, to me, soil compaction is such an underrated issue. And I know, you know, we probably talk about it every show, and you guys are all sick of it. But if you're a lawn person or a tree person, one of those two, soil compaction should matter a lot to you and overcoming it. So if you've got roots that are rising up, roots don't rise up. The soil goes down. And so you need to get some good material, compost, humic acid, something like that, back on the space. And that's where compost top dressing comes in a lawn, is it reinvigorates the soil life, which works in conjunction with the root system. And so when I moved into my house in 2009, it was Dallas grass and crabgrass everywhere. No kidding. It was like half the yard was that. And there was St. Augustine, too. And over time, you know, pretty quickly, actually, probably 2 or 3 years, with compost top dressing and soil care, the St. Augustine outcompeted all the Dallas grass. And so I still have the seeds in there, because I do know that if I have construction on the house, right, or like do the siding or redo the roof or windows, and they make that game trail that, you know, construction workers always seem to make. They walk in the exact same place every time. You know
mm-hmm.
It is.
Exactly.
The first thing that pops up is that Dallas grass, but then, boom, the St. Augustine just takes it over. And so your St. Augustine should be able to be really, really protective of your lawn, of its space, basically. And so I would say really focusing on soil improvement, that's going to be how you get a long-term weed solution, something that actually works. A lot of the stuff that is sold to us, it kind of makes the space a little bit worse every time you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so ideally, you can do stuff to make the space a little bit better. Okay, so no more of that down business. You know, you're doing naughty when you're doing that stuff. This is a birthday celebration. We're having fun. This is Home Show Garden Pros, you know. We're doing a great time. Not Home Show Garden Poetry. Anyway, 713-572-4610. We're live at Warren's. I'll be here till noon. I'll be part of a question answering clinic. And the doors open here at 9, right when we finish the radio show. Really hope to see you, to come celebrate our birthday with us. And we're going to take a quick pause.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
It was the first time we'd had a major remodel.
Trifection transforms homes, going beyond a remodel. Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts.
When you walk in, you have no idea that it was originally built in 1982.
Get a like new home feel from the house you have.
It looks modern and up to date.
Trifection's form, function, fit approach gets you the kitchen, bath, or home makeover you really want.
They may be a little more expensive than someone, but you're getting exactly what Jeff is telling you.
Call 281-KITCHEN, 281-KITCHEN.
I would use no one else, ever.
Online at trifection.net.
Get a grand to improve your land. $1,000 in Home Show Garden Pros birthday cash. It's our first birthday, and we're giving you the presents. Details coming soon. Isn't that right, Danny?
Oh, wow. The nice man spoke to me. I like that. That's great. Yeah, that is right. Details coming up soon. It's our birthday party. We're live here at Warren's in Kingwood on North Park Drive. Up here having a great time. The show will go till 9 o'clock, and then Tom Tynel will come on, you know, awesome home show guy. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll also start kind of a edible clinic, how to grow your own food over there. I do want to take a brief moment to talk about year-round organic lawn solutions, so a company called Year Round. I think their office is actually up in here in Kingwood, but they service the whole Houston area. So if you're down Clear Lake, if you're kind of Sugarland area, Year Round can come help you out. And how they help you out is actually pretty amazing, something we talk about a whole lot. And that's core aeration, compost top dressing for lawns. And again, you know, the best way to get that healthy, lush lawn that when you look at your lawn, you're like, this is what I want, is to improve the soil. All plants, their root zone is where they get nutrients. It's where they collect water. So deeper roots means better grass, better trees, all of it. And year round, literally, that's how we outcompete weeds, is by having healthier soil. And so they'll come out. And they'll tend to your space. They'll make an assessment. They'll make a suggestion. Their services include core aeration, fertilizer application, microlife, good stuff, compost top dressing. But they don't leave you alone. They're year-round because our lawns have year-round needs. So they come back monthly for checking in on you, for problem-solving, and for treatments. Really cool stuff. Because your lawn is more than grass and dirt. It really is a huge ecosystem with billions of organisms in it. And they work together. And when that system is in balance, man, you're bulletproof, and that's what they do. They help keep you in balance. Now, floods, summers, droughts, those things can create imbalance, and so you need someone to come in and help you get that balance. Now, once you've attained this balance through compost top dressing and good treatments like Year Round does, it's really, really easy to get it back. And plus, your lawn just gains resiliency. That's the one thing that nothing else can give you. Nothing else can give your lawn resiliency like compost top dressing can. And so Year Round's awesome. Provides comprehensive lawn care with sustainable results. So if you got brown patch, chinch bugs in the past, sod webworm terrifies you, these guys can definitely help you out. The owner's awesome. Cliff, he cares about the environment. He cares about your environment, that it's safe for your pets and your kids. And what they're doing really, really works. It not only gives you a lush lawn, but you're going to be watering less. That's money saved. Water's not going down in price. It's going up. A lot of people are coming up with new solutions to deal with water. And so really amazing stuff. So check them out online. They're locally owned and operated. They really can give you better looking lawns, shrubs, and flowers. So yearroundhouston.com. Also, you can call them 713-775-7224. That's 713-775-7224. Year Round Organic Lawn Solutions.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly. You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting. Warren Southern Gardens get you growing because their roots run deep. Plants for all seasons. Come and get your green on.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here with Michael Wagner.
Good morning.
Also here, we're here at Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood doing our live show here, live show up here for our birthday party. So the party's going to keep going till noon. Well, really, the party's going to go all day. Am I right?
All day, yes.
I'll be here till noon. So
until 6. It's when we close or when the last customer leaves.
Nice. So, yeah, we're up here. We're talking. We're answering your gardening questions. And the way to get that in, 713-572-4610. Give us a call. We love to answer those questions. If you can't call for some reason or you're listening to the podcast, there are other ways to connect. We have an awesome Facebook page, Home Show Garden Pros. We also have a cool website, actually a really great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And it's cool because it's covered with a bunch of tip videos, pretty good blog on there. But there's also a button called Ask Danny, and you can do that, and you can send me a question, and you can include pictures and stuff like that. Michael, you want to actually answer a question from a listener who asked a question online?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, great. This question's from Alfred. Alfred asks, can you suggest a good climbing tree for kids with smooth bark to plant in the backyard in Houston? Michael's making a face.
Well, I'm trying to think of a good eucalyptus that might work out all right.
That's an interesting one.
If you have enough time, you can plant some of the bigger growing crepe myrtles. I'm looking at one here that's about 20 feet tall, and the bark is very slick. Beautiful.
That's interesting. The eucalyptus thought was really interesting. I hadn't even thought about that. My first thought was the sycamore, which is a big tree, and you need a lot of space. So if you have power lines near your backyard or anything, but they grow fast. They have a very, very smooth skin, especially kind of once you get 4 or 5 feet up, and they're just, it's a big tree.
Weeping willow would be another one that's very smooth bark. It's a little brittle, but I think, kids could probably still climb in it. Sycamore is a good choice.
And there's some that have, like, sort of smooth barks, like water oaks or willow oaks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like a smooth bark, like a crepe myrtle or sycamore going to be, but they're on there. So yeah, I'm going to say a sycamore. You're going to go. Your number one is it's going to be the.
Well, I'm just partial to crepe myrtle. I just like that plant. But
You want to go with one that gets big, like a Natchez or something like that. That's a full size one. 30, 40 footer. Don't go for like a small little 16 footer. That won't be your best bet.
Yeah, Natchez and probably Basham's Party Pink are two of the big ones that grow very nicely here.
Yeah, and if you want to make it a multi-trunk one, that'll help you maybe get some cool treehouse features, climbing features to it. That'll help out too. So, wow, cool question. That does kind of bring to mind the idea for me. I think there's pros and cons of every big shade tree in our area. So some of them grow fast, some of them drop limbs really easily, some of them make a mess, right?
Right, exactly.
The Pakistani mulberry, speaking of making a mess, that's a very fast-growing, smooth-bark tree.
Right.
That would maybe get, 40 feet tall, give you that. But the idea of having all these different shade trees options, there's a lot of different options.
Exactly.
So, I love, people ask me a lot of times, I'm sure that's you, what's a good big tree to put? I want some shade. What's a good one? And I kind of go to maples pretty early, the Drummond.
Yeah, the Drummond is probably one of the best maples for our area. There's a lot of new cultivars, October Glory and Blaze, and haven't really gotten a lot of reports back on how well they're doing over the long haul, but the regular Drummond maple is a swamp maple, they call it, does extremely well here. Moderately fast growing, long live, very few insect problems or diseases.
And you do get the red new growth in the spring.
Right.
You get the seed pod kind of that's a flowering-ish sort of experience.
Looks like a little butterfly.
Yeah, and they kind of can, you can have a moment with those, and they're fun to throw back up in the air and spin back down. Now, they are not really like a wide tree. They don't get real wide. They don't have that expansive canopy. So that's one of the downsides for them, I guess.
Right.
So something that maybe has that expansive canopy would be a well-known tree, a live oak. But, you know, we got enough live oaks, right?
They're way overplanted.
Yeah, it's like...
In our areas out here, we see four live oaks in a 60-foot front yard.
Oh, my goodness.
You need live oak for 1 acre.
Right, right, but, exactly.
It's going to lead to a lot of problems with foundations and sidewalks and various things like that.
But people need them. They do plant them. They are pretty awesome climbing trees. So in, like, you know, 85 years, you know, your kids, grandkids will have an awesome climbing
tree
if you still have that property. So that's a, you know, pretty funny one to put in. But I do like – I'm partial to cottonwood trees. I know a lot of people don't like them because the fluff they put out and kind of people are allergic to that pollen. But I think I love the cool bark. I mean, to me, bark is so underrated, right, as like an attraction item. There's the Mason the bird again.
Mason the bird, yeah.
Every once in a while I may make that noise just to like fit in, you know. No, I'm not going to. Just kidding. So, yeah, hopefully, Alfred, that helps you with the question. There's a lot of cool options, it turns out, really, when it comes down to it. I wonder even like a... like a red cedar, like a Oklahoma cedar type tree, you know?
Cedar would be all right, yeah.
You wouldn't have, like, it's not abrasive bark. You know, it's kind of peeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, yeah, interesting. I'm reminded because you guys have this huge cedar pole. So I asked Michael if this, it's like a big log that they've got lights on, if that was ever a tree. And he's like, duh, Danny, of course that was a tree, you know? And I was like, I mean, was it ever here? Did it live here? So anyway, he got me there. He got me good. So, Home Show Garden Pros, it's our birthday celebration. We're getting after it. On top of giving you out advice, answering your live gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We're also just kind of exploring a lot of the cool things about gardening. Diane and I talked a little bit earlier on about that. You know, we mentioned the design element, you know, how if you can take a little bit of time to draw out, to plan your new designs, that'll help you a lot because you won't overbuy soil, you won't overbuy plants. But in the design kind of landscape, to me, there's three features. There's flowers, there's evergreen shrubs, and then there's interest pieces.
Exactly. So when you design your plan, have good information on how your plants are going to grow.
Right.
We have many people that come in and they have it's 20 feet across their front lawn, their flower bed, and they planted 9 ligustrum in there. Now what do we do with them? They're over the roof, and the trunks are 6 and 7 inch caliper. Well, take them out. So try to choose plants that basically will fit the size that you have. You know?
Right, right.
And you'll have a lot prettier and a lot better landscape. And also, people make a lot of mistakes. They have certain plants that they enjoy or that they like or they want to like. And they may become incompatible with what you're planting. You know,
right.
If you're going to put a bed of azaleas in, please don't put an agave or a yucca of some type in there.
Right.
Because you're going to lose that plant. So try to make sure that the plants are compatible. The same with container gardens. You know, we have beautiful plants out here, and people say, oh, I'm going to put that geranium in there, and I got to have this dahlia in there. And, well, some of those are short-lived plants. So if you want a long-term... then select plants that are going to be compatible, they're going to all grow in the sun, they're going to all require the same water, the same fertilization, and you'll have greater success.
Yeah, and so just some planning beforehand really helps a lot. Plant selection is part of it, and that's really where places like Warren's help so much, you know, is that you come in. I mean, getting good tools, getting good fertilizer, stuff like that's important too, but starting with planning is such a great way to really start a new project.
Exactly.
And you can definitely DIY a beautiful, well-designed space. That is definitely possible. So just feel encouraged there that that's impossible. When it does come time for you to buy your tools and your fertilizer, especially if you find yourself kind of in the loop, you know, kind of southwest of 610 a little bit, Southwest Fertilizer is an amazing spot. So, yeah, I really like going there, because I'm kind of taken back. When I go there, it's a lot like feed stores from the old days where you had, like, you know, helpful, you know, workers, you had knowledge specialists, you had all kinds of different things everywhere. You looked around and there's something you'd never seen before. There's always something you've never seen before at Southwest Fertilizer. And usually it's a gardening tool or it's a bird feeding device. There's so much, like, you wouldn't think that new technology would apply to those things, but they do. Southwest Fertilizer has an awesome selection of bird feeding equipment. I love their little selection there because it's like, whoa, oh, this is so smart, you know, that sort of thing. They have a 90-foot tool wall which to me is so great. I love tools, and I really believe that if you use the right tool for the right task, that task becomes so much easier. If you're trying to use a shovel for everything, well, it's going to be kind of hard. I guess the old analogy is, you know, when you're using a hammer, everything becomes a nail. And, like, it's the same with the garden. You know, if you're trying to get out weeds from your garden and you're trying to use a shovel, you're going to really hurt your back or make it a lot harder than it should be. They also have incredible soil fertilizers. Ton of organic solutions. They've got MicroLife, Espoma, Fox Farm stuff, a lot of cool stuff. They do have a bunch of synthetic solutions. They have their Southwest Premium Gold Slow Release. That's their stuff. They have their own stuff. Again, complete line of tools, fertilizers. They also carry great pet foods, and I'm talking about dog food. They have the Victor pet foods, which is an awesome pet food, really good for your dog, and they have it in a lot of different amounts. But the best part about that place is their friendly team. They know what they're doing. They're happy to help you solve your problems, actually find solutions. To me, that really is what they have there. They have solutions for gardening problems. So stop in and see Bob Patterson and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. There's no place quite like it. It really is a tradition, a lawn and garden tradition in Houston since 1955. Really cool spot right on Bissonnette Street, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Go to their website, really good spot, southwestfertilizer.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros Birthday Tour is live at Warren's Southern Gardens in Kingwood. Keep listening for details on how to win $1,000 in Garden Pros Birthday Cash. Now, here's Danny.
Not just Danny, though. Also, Michael Wagner's here, knowledge specialist. This guy knows Houston gardening. So if you're in the area, Houston, I don't know, 100 miles radius-wise, Michael can help you with any of your questions. Galveston, Conroe, whatever. Livingston. If you're in Livingston, this guy knows, okay? You know what? Corpus. Let's do all of Texas. How about the whole Gulf Coast?
About the whole United States.
There you go. Michael can cover it. We got a knowledge specialist here that can do it. This guy knows. And we're here live at Warren Southern Gardens, which is a beautiful day. It's going to be a gorgeous day today. I'm so happy to be out here because we're also celebrating Home Show Garden Pro's birthday. So we've been doing this for a year. We've been having a lot of fun, and we're growing, and things are getting better and better. And so we're celebrating. Part of the celebration is giving you gifts, right? So we got two contests going on. One is the birthday cash. And by the way you win the birthday cash is you fill out an entry form at any Garden Pro co-op location. You actually do one at each. That's the best way to do multiple forms. And on any form, you're actually going to find a pretty awesome coupon on the form. So I would definitely be aware of that. So we're also giving away kind of free birthday bags. So a cool little shopping bag. Also lots of cool stuff in it. Another thing you're giving away is Danny Day. And so Danny Day is a day of consultation. So we have a special raffle just for that on site today here at Warren's. So if you come in, you get in it for that. And really, it's a free consultation with a knowledge specialist. And those things, really, if you pay for them, they're not cheap. So pretty good little prize there. I can help you out with your lawn problems, your tree problems, veggie bed problems, and all the things you got going on in your lawn. And it'll be so great because when I get eyes on it, I'll know right away what the real problem is. So pretty awesome stuff. So we're out here. We're celebrating the birthday, answering your garden questions. If you have a question, give us a call, 713-572-4610. You can join Terry in asking a question. Terry, you got a question for Michael?
Just the two questions I actually had. He was talking about gardening tools. What's the best way to sharpen your shovels and stuff like that? The second question is that I'm starting to dig up a lot of stuff to start replanting some plants. I'm coming across a lot of earthworms. But in the same area, I'm also coming up with a lot of grub worms. And I always thought grub worms were bad things, not good things.
Well, to sharpen the tools, I would think a good file would be probably the best thing. There are a couple of hardware stores that I think you can go on Tuesday and some guy sharpens tools or not. I'm really not sure. I can't help you much on that. To your grub worm issue, These are in flower beds?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they are.
There's kind of a school of thought on those. We have, there's over 300 different types of grub worms, number one. We usually are plagued here with the brown June bug, and that normally is one that affects the grass. Now, there is a May beetle, which is green, and it feeds on decayed organic matter, and that's the one that you usually find in flower beds and in flower pots and things like that. They're actually two separate grubs. They're distinguishable. You can collect one, or if you have both of them, you can put them on a piece of paper, and the one that's the green beetle that supposedly doesn't do a lot of problem usually scampers off pretty quickly. And the white grub will usually just lay there motionless. Personally, I've never seen, and I've been doing this a long time, I've never seen a lawn that's been destroyed by grub worms. The rule of thumb is 12 per square feet if you have an infestation.
Right. That's what I was going to join in with.
Now, the problem that you run into now is those grub worms are in their fifth instar, and they're almost virtually impossible to kill with chemical or any of those things. Two bricks would give you a better battle. The best time, if grub worms are an issue for you, then you want to treat your beds and things, usually late July, early August. That's when either or goes back to the soil and lays. When the larva hatches, they feed crazy on everything for about 10 days to 2 weeks. And then they begin their journey deep. And so they go in and they complete their instars and emerge back out as June bugs. So have you had a problem with grub worms?
No. I just dig it up. My soil is real rich. I've been working this process for the last 10 or 12 years.
Right. Nice.
I've got a real rich garden. I've got a real rich lawn. And the other day I was planting some roses, and I just came across, so many earthworms. It was unbelievable. And I said, wow, I like that. But then I came across one grub.
I'd put that grub in the bucket and go fishing. I'd really see you to treat that soil.
When I was a kid, we looked for those.
Yeah, exactly. That's good fish bait.
Sir.
But
it was.
Unless it's an issue, I would really discourage you from trying to, you know, poison your soil and kill your earthworms and everything else.
Yes, sir. Well, I listen to his show quite a bit, and I've heard that before, that they're not an infestation. It's just a few here and there.
I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Terry, sounds like you're doing great, man. I'd keep up the good work.
Call
back anytime. Please do.
Listen to your show.
Well, good. Hopefully it encourages you.
Listen to your show, my friend. I appreciate you.
Thank you for calling.
That was great advice, Michael. A lot of people panic about that. I panic about grubs, and, man, there's just no real reason to panic.
No reason to panic on anything. It can all be controlled.
Absolutely.
So just control it the right way. You know, you apply something and you kill seven other things.
Exactly, yeah.
And the one thing wasn't all that bad anyway. You could have washed it away. So just try to get some good, sound advice on what you're going to do in your yard or what you're fixing to spray.
And coming up to Warren's a great bit of advice. If you're in the Heights, head up to Buchanan's Native Plants for advice. It's another wonderful spot for advice. I mean, advice-wise, we're giving advice today on, vegetables at this clinic we got going on from 9 till noon as part of the birthday celebration. But Buchanan's is doing the birthday celebration, too. So, and it's awesome. Buchanan's in the Heights. If you're in the Heights and you haven't been up there on a regular basis, we really would encourage you to start doing that. Not only can you get the kind of great advice that you'll hear Michael or Diane say here, but they have a great plant selection, and they're devoted to native gardens. So they have a bunch of great native plants that are really going to thrive and have resiliency because they're kind of from our area. But they don't just have native plants. They also have a bunch of amazing adaptive plants, indoor plants, shade plants, veggies, herbs, a bunch of cool stuff. They have a great selection of soils. They make their own compost tea. It's a really cool spot. They got a bunch of cool new plants in recently. A lot of them are fruit trees, which I love seeing that. Fruit trees have flower, they have interest, and they make fruit. Really cool selection. Buchanan's also has an awesome pottery selection, a cool little fountain space. And if you visit their bungalow gift shop, you really find something for almost anybody in your life because they have so much home decor, jewelry, fragrance, ladies' fashion, bunch of cool stuff. It's family-owned and operated, been dedicated to organic gardening and native gardening for over 30 years, and just a really great place. A ton of staff. You get in there and you're like, you will find someone to help you, and they're going to be happy to help you. So that's Buchanan's Native Plants, 611 East East 11th Street. Checking them out online for their newsletters. Awesome. They always have coupons online. If you get up there, make sure you get a Garden Pros gift bag. The gift bag we're giving away, and make sure you fill out your injury form for Buchanan's also. Please go to their website. It's a really cool website, buchanansplants.com.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
All right, happy birthday, Houston. It is Home Show Garden Pros' birthday party. So this is the first of 6 weeks of birthday celebration. And I don't know if you know this. Yeah, we've been talking about it, you know, obviously now on the show for a long time. But we're here live at Warren's, you know, till 9 o'clock. The show will be live, and then we'll do... We'll be here continuing to answer questions, continuing the celebration. So we're giving away a bunch of stuff. I'll be here. I want to see you. You know, if you're like, I'm just asking for a friend, but what's a good place in Kingwood to get gardening advice? You tell your friend to go to Warren's today, and we'll see them. So we're also giving gifts back to you. So we got a really great gift bag. Even the bag itself is really cool. It's like decorated with our Home Show Garden Pros logo, and very few people will have those. I need to make sure I get one of those. Okay, so I just gave a meaningful look to one of our, you know, our main guy. So he knows now. Also, we're giving away $1,000, and you do that by filling out an entry form here at Warren's Southern Gardens, but also at all of our co-op member locations. So if you want to know more about who they are, go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. We're also doing a Danny Day consultation. So Warren's, you can come up here and get great advice anytime, all the time. But if you want me to come to your house, you need to enter that Danny Day competition, and you could win a free consultation. And there's, you know, that's me popping in, me seeing what the problem is, us making some plans, us making some drawings, but really getting to the root of the problem and figuring out how to get it done. So a lot of cool, fun stuff going on. We got a fun clinic going on after this.
Yeah, soon on edibles in containers. And it's got some very interesting things about products, fruit trees and berries and vegetables and that you can grow in containers. So speaking of containers, that's one thing that people need to think about when they're doing their planning. So many times you get your landscape in, mm-hmm. and the boxwoods are in and the daylilies are in, and there's no color. You're stuck now. Your foundation is in. Think about putting a nice big red pot in there, or
right.
a yellow pot that you can change out your
or
colors.
Or three, you know, one tall one. You know,
or three, just little groupings in various places. We do a lot of things on our patios. We sit out by our pool, and we fill them up with hibiscus and bougainvillea, mandevillas, mm. and what have you. But think about those spots in your garden. I personally have no in-ground planting except in my front yard.
Oh, wow.
My backyard, I think we have now about 37 or 38 containers.
That's awesome.
So sure. I do a lot of experimenting and things.
That's
and
awesome.
Believe me, you can grow wonderful plants in pots. They're great. You keep the water up on them and fertilize them a little more frequently, and they do beautifully. And then if we get a new... a canna in that I've never seen before. I like the purple foliage on it. Out comes something in a pot, and out it goes in. And then you kind of figure out what you can help your customers with to add something a little bit different. So never rule out containers.
I think that's a great, great word. We've got a couple calls lined up here, so we're going to try to do these pretty quickly. So, Betts, you are on Home Show Garden Pros, but try to, you know, laser the question so we can get to the next guy.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I just want to know, when was the best time to lay sod? And my backyard is full of weeds, and besides pulling them up, what do you feel about vinegar and dish soap? Does that help or no?
Sod you can generally plant anytime. It'll be brown now. It'll be slightly green, but it can be planted. Vinegar is fine. All vinegar is going to do is burn the tops. It's not going to do anything for roots or those type of things. Why are you replacing your sod? Something compromise your St. Augustine?
No, sir. The backyard never came with any grass at all. And I thought, I'll just plant it later, and it just got overrun by weeds.
Okay. Well, that could be a tough situation. You might want to just completely do a redo on there, which would require herbicide to spray everything and get it under control. Then it's best to water and fertilize, germinate whatever else is convenient, and spray that, get that under control, then lay your sod and put a good layer of compost on there and top dress it also. And be on your way.
Yeah, that's the perfect thing to do there, Betts. And there's no bad time to do it. Vinegar is great for killing one weed in a vegetable garden. But thanks so much for calling, man. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, John, you were on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question? Remember, keep it as quick as you can.
I got you. I planted seedlings from seeds. It was two types of tomatoes, parsley, rosemary, cilantro. Everything came up except the rosemary. Does it take longer to germinate, or did I do something wrong?
That is a pretty predictable kind of result.
Yeah, with rosemary. My advice to you would be buy a rosemary plant
or
grow some from cuttings.
And you can't really grow in the same setting you can grow all those other ones in.
Right.
Those are all like kind of companions, and that one's a really different plant altogether.
Yeah, so you might be better off to just buy a nice little 4-inch or 6-inch pot of rosemary.
And they got some great options here at Warren Southern Gardens. So,
perfect.
Well, man, thank you so much, John. Thanks for being a caller. Happy Garden Pros birthday. Michael, thank you so much for helping out. Michael and I will be here till noon. I'll leave Anuba. Michael will be here answering questions as long as you need him to be. Don't forget, you come up to Warren's, you ask for a gift bag. It's going to have an entry form in it. You fill that out. Also, make sure you fill out the Danny Day contest thing, too. They're two separate deals, and we're celebrating up here. We'll be up here till noon, having a great time. Michael, really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Come on out, folks. We're going to have a great day.
Absolutely. Warren's Southern Gardens is a place to be. If you're up in the Kingwood, northeast Houston area, it's the jam. If you find yourself in northwest Houston, the Arborgate maybe would be a great place to do. It's the jam up in that area. If you're in the Tomball area, it's so much more than a garden center and a plant nursery. It's literally an inspired collection. The herbs are Madeline Hill herbs. She's like the ruler of herbs. She's awesome. Their roses are earth kind roses. Their veggies are all a bunch of great heirloom veggies. Their fruit trees are from the best growers. And one thing cool about Arborgate is they really have done a good job of buying from local growers. I love that about them. And their nursery is fully stocked year round with good stuff, locally grown plants. Definitely that rose and herb spaces are awesome. They love edibles. They have a large selection of all those things that you can eat. They make their own organic soil complete and their own organic blend plant food. And what that means is that they've really paid attention to what works. So you're not just going to get great plants. You can also get great fertilizer, and you can also get great advice, which is really incredible. They do over 40 gardening classes a year. I would bet it's probably over 60. They do a ton of gardening classes because they care about making sure that you do it right. So, huge selection of handcrafted, frost-proof pottery. Awesome stuff. All kinds of different styles. Beautiful space. Beverly, the owner, is passionate about gardening. She loves plants big and small, lots of flowers, everything. Their website, hundreds of how-to videos, exceptional service and knowledge. So, take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit the Arborgate. It's in Tomball. Check them out online to find out where they are. Arborgate.com.
It's a party next Saturday at Enchanted Forest in Richmond, and you're invited. Celebrate Home Show Garden Pro's first birthday. We have presents for you. Win $1,000 of birthday cash. It's easy. Come enter to win. Get your free Garden Pro's tote bag filled with freebies while they last. Then increase your chances to win. Enter at all six Garden Pro co-op nurseries. We'll be live next Saturday, 7 till 9, at Enchanted Forest in Richmond. With even more giveaways. Join the fun. Get freebies. Win cash. 1 year old and growing. Thanks to you. HomeshowGardenPros.com.
We're having a party.
More of Home Show Radio is coming up.